Now we come to the text of a message, Psalm 90 verse 10. The days of our years are 80 years. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, 80 years, yet is the strength, labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. This statement may be restated by a Chinese couplet. From ancient times, man rarely has lived up to 70 years, and rarely has he seen the moon in full. How many times have you seen the full moon? Or it may be still further restated more briefly. Life is short. Life is hard. What is your reaction to this statement? The world's answer is, since life is short and life is hard, and we don't live beyond this life, let us enjoy ourselves, eat and drink and be merry, for tomorrow we die. That is a philosophy of practically everyone you meet on the street. Once, while we were in Kenya, my sister and I went up to the famous Tree Top Hotel in the jungle area to view the wild animals at night. A Hong Kong British officer said something like that. That is his philosophy. So a Hong Kong film star who sat beside him, when she knew that I was a pastor, she wanted to know more about life after death. When she said something like that, the British officer ridiculed her religious faith. But whether you like it or not, Scripture tells us that it is appointed unto men once to die, but after that comes the judgment. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. But there are only two ways to go after death: either up to heaven or down to hell. Now here we talk about 70 years, but the Bible goes on. The divine observation is that if we are strong, we may live up to 80 years. To live up to 80 years is due to the fact that with modern science and with many discoveries of vitamins and minerals and herbs and so forth, we may lengthen our days. And according to the statistics in Asia, life is lived longest in Japan at 78 years. And Singapore comes to be a close second. Our lifespan is 77 years. But the Bible says that if strong, we can live up to 80 years. How true it is. If you go to the gravesite, you can see many of the ages written there. And it is just around that. Since I've already attained 80 years, And I've asked the Lord to give me 95. I believe I've gone above my assignment. So it is a good thing to check up with ourselves how old I am. As this church grows in the years, the age of our members surely is advancing. Now it is said that we live up to 7 years, and our life passes by very quickly, like the ebbing of a flood, like a sleep in the night. What does it mean? That means that our life has gone on very smoothly. It is because we live in peacetime, and we have never had such a long period of peace. The period between the end of the First World War and the beginning of the Second World War is 21 years, 1918 to 1939. Then came the Second World War, and it ended in 1945, and it has gone on up to now, 2002, which means 57 years that we have been spared total destruction in a nuclear war. God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. And so we thank God we still have enjoyed a life of peace. But those of us who have lived in the Japanese occupation, we remember the days and the nights that we went through. They were full of fear and scare. So I would like you to turn to one verse of scripture that you may remember better, and this is Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 67. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 67. And it says, "In the morning thou shalt say, Would God it were even. And at even thou shalt say, Would God it were morning. For the fear of thy heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thy eyes which thou shalt see." This is a description of wartime. You know, during the Second World War, Hitler was exterminating 6 million Jews, and all the Jews had to go into hiding. The story is told of a Jewish woman, and she looked truly Jewish. Maybe her nose, I don't know. But her brown hair also reveals her true identity. So she had to dye her hair silver, that she might look like a Northern European, a Scandinavian. And she had to change her place of abode from time to time to live with friends, because if she would be discovered, she would be taken in. So she lived a life of fearful watchfulness. She lived only half a day at a time. in the morning, should wish night has come and I can go to sleep. At night, she fears that morning will come and there may be a knock on the door for her. Let me tell you a story of what happened during our Japanese occupation. Practically everyone deals in black market for our existence. I worked for the Japanese, but the salary could not last me for 1 week. So dealing in black market was a very common thing. I knew this elder, how he had hoarded 50 bicycle tires under his bed. And he feared for his life from morning to night, from night to morning, until finally he was caught. Then he was brought to the Kempeitai, the military police headquarters, which is the present YMCA at Orchard Road. But in those days, it was an old building. And the people can always hear shrieks under torture emanating from the old YMCA. This elder was brought there because he had prayed to the Lord, I think, he was not too heavily dealt with. Otherwise, you might be given a water treatment. Now, that is the meaning of having all these worries day and night. But God had mercy on him. Now it also says that, we'll read the verse 10 again, that yet is a strength, labor and sorrow. He might live up to 80 years, yet is there strength, labor and sorrow. Why is there always trouble in this world? Why is there labor and sorrow? The labor and sorrow refers recently to the 1997 recession in East Asia, and lately retrenchment. Individually speaking, we can think of the sicknesses that has laid us low. And I particularly, being disabled by the slip disc, have caused much trouble to you by sitting on this chair. Trouble to my student friends who take care of me. Why, individually speaking, we are not only laid low by sickness, by accident, by losing a loved one, a husband, a son or a daughter. The reason is that this world is under the curse of sin. Many times we say, if Adam and Eve had not sinned, we would be living in paradise. But God, in His will, has allowed them to sin. And so, sin has brought misery and sorrow, unhappiness and difficulties. As a result of this, the Chinese couplet, the second part, gives us a very poetic expression of how the Chinese see the unhappinesses and the difficulties that we face in the world. From ancient times, man rarely has lived up to 70 years. And rarely has man seen the moon in full. How many of you have seen the full moon? Yes, I've seen. But according to very accurate observation, the 14th night, when the moon looks very round, it's not full. It is still not truly round if scientifically examined. It must be the 15th moon. Perhaps the Chinese are thinking of mooncake. The 15th of the autumn moon is truly round. But the moment is 16th, the moon begins to wane. It is no more fully round. Meaning to say, life is never fully happy. Life is never fully satisfactory. And why? It is because of sin. And especially living in a sinful world, we cannot but be embroiled in unhappy situations in the world. Flood or volcanic action or drought, all these are part of the difficulties that we experience. But as Singaporeans, I must say we have to thank God many, many times more than our Southeast Asian neighbors. Not like Indonesia or Philippines with typhoons and all that. Not like Philippines, not like Indonesia, where you have got human typhoons, many times rioting, and Muslims killing Christians that we read of many times. But the worst is when we commit sins ourselves, then God will bring us the chastisement and the punishment. Sometimes we bring to ourselves economic troubles. We need not have a house so big, but we take a house, and now retrenchment comes to us. We are not able to pay for the house. We take a big car, 7-seater. Of course, if we have to pay the installments, but when hard times come, we are not able to pay, they take the car over. Who is to blame? Especially when we have made the wrong judgment, we have to suffer ourselves. Calvin wonderfully observes that these are disciplinary actions given by God so that we may set not our hearts only on things of earth, on the needs of the body, but rather we should turn our eyes heavenwards and prepare for our coming abode in heaven. Calvin further observes, if a man is living in good circumstances and he has not much need of help, divine help, he will not turn to God. Are you facing troubles? This is God's way of bringing you back. This is God's way of turning you from the things of the world that you should consider the things of God. So, man's life is short and man's life is hard. This turns us to verse 12. So teach us to number our days that we might apply our hearts to wisdom. These words are spoken to Christians. Non-Christians and Christians alike are under temptation. And from this verse, teach us a number of days that we might apply our hearts to wisdom. We see this, that we need to be guided by God every day. If we wake up today and you have no thought of God and rush about to do your business, you will lose your way. If every Lord's Day you should come to church to worship with the church family, and you miss church, you lose the blessings of the whole week. You have been tithing every month, and the Lord has blessed you by opening the windows of heaven to pour you out the blessing. But when we neglect God, I've heard the testimony of one at the prayer meeting. The Lord led him to put his money into a pocket of holes. We can never outwit God. And if we don't walk closely with God, the time will come, death, and we have not the peace that we need to go through death. And if you are unsaved and you face the reality of death, it will be a time of great fear and terror. Life is short and life is hard. To emphasize the fact, I have made my message very short, and that you may consider, do I have peace with God? Let us pray. Almighty Family Father, we thank Thee for the Holy Word that we have read time and time again. Forgive us wherein we have gone astray and we have not seek wisdom from Thee, how we may live our days. Help us, O Lord, to seek after Thee with all our heart and strength, and forgive us wherein we have forgotten Thee, and be too mindful of things on earth and not of things in heaven. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.